A flag-raising ceremony and other activities to mark World Water Day are being held at Atosuare in the Eastern Region. The focus of this year's celebration is water and food security, call for solution. Presenting a statement in Parliament on the day, the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, E.T. Mensah, said the activities lined up are to draw the public's attention to the need to ensure safe water and food security.
Madam Speaker, Ghana has an agrarian-based economy which relies heavily on rain-fed agriculture. Hence, we have no option than to raise the profile of water for food security to the highest level and to take action at all stages of the supply chain, from producers to consumers, to save water and ensure food for all.
The MP for North Thong, Charles Hodogbe, was not happy that in spite of the numerous approval of loans by Parliament to improve water delivery, the situation is rather getting worse.
Go to see Odo River now. It's dirtier than even how it was before. We approved a loan to do desalination when there are plenty water bodies. Any using $110 million to do desalination, that could have provided so many distribution lines to Tessie, and Tessie will have constant water every day. We approved loan here one time to take water from the rock. I remember, from the rock. Up to now, I don't know where that water is coming from. Madam Speaker, I think we should have a water policy which should be followed by every administration.
You have the MP for North Thong, Charles Hodogbe, contributing to a statement on the occasion of World Water Day in Parliament. Meanwhile, the Executive Secretary of the Water Resources Commission, Ben Ampoma, says it is important for Ghanaians to take seriously the protection of water bodies, especially as it has a relation to food security. He said the Commission is rolling out policies and programs to ensure the protection of water bodies.
Today, the theme for this year, specifically, is water and food security, call for solutions. And basically, it is to remind ourselves that we need to ensure food security through availability of good, safe, and quality water for that purpose. That is basically what it's trying to tell us. And that in our quest for food security, we should be sure of, or we should remind ourselves that we need water as a basic input to ensure that we get a food security. Else, we cannot undertake or achieve that particular aim. Basically, that's what the theme for this year's World Water Day seeks to address.
And what is its relevance to Ghana?
The relevance of it is that we need to be mindful of the fact that our water resources are in a state that we need to, as it were, protect it and use it not only for food, but for all other purposes for which it would obviously enhance our livelihood. So basically, that's what it is. And it is of key importance for us to remind ourselves, everybody from the very top, decision makers, to every individual down there, to take up the challenge of addressing the protection and use of our water resources for all uses.
How have you helped the country to protect its water bodies over the years?
First of all, I would want to say that there have been a lot of programs and policies. Of course, we have, at the policy level, we have the water policy that has been developed, which is in tandem with other sector stakeholders like the irrigation development policy, for instance. So those ones have been done. Obviously, also, we have the institutional setup trying to develop, as it were, set up business structures, river business structures and boards to ensure that activities and programs are developed at the river basin level with a view to ensure that all institutions and individuals are involved in trying to ensure, to make sure that we protect our water resources. There are others that I want to mention, but the key thing that we need to know, or the key thing that we now need to focus on, is enforcement. We have the laws that, regulate the use of our resources. We've been doing a lot of education, but now we need to move on and ensure enforcement.
After today's celebration, what next?
To keep up is for a whole year. The theme is for the year. So all, you know, issues and actions that have been identified will be rolled out in the course of the year to address the issue of water for food security.
And that was the Executive Secretary of the Water Resources Commission, Ben Ampoma, talking to Seth Aya. In the Western region, the Regional Directorate of the Ghana Water Company is observing the day with an educational tour of the Dabuasi Water Treatment Plant, after which it would hold a Deba at the Dabuasi St. Martin's Anglican School Park. We go over to our Central Regional Correspondent, Kofi Sechia Mapubi, to tell us how the day is being marked in the region. Hello, Kofi.
Hello, Lily. Good afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon. What are some of the activities for the day?
Yes, as you earlier indicated, World Water Day is being celebrated throughout the country. And in the central region, the Ghana Water Company, together with other relevant stakeholders, organized a tour of the Brimstone Head Works at Brimstone in the Cape Coast municipality. Some of the participants were drawn from institutions, communities and other bodies, so that they will have a first-hand information and to acquaint themselves about the operations of the way they pump water to Cape Coast and its environment.
Now, what is the water situation like in the central region?
Yes, according to Mr. Emmanuel Ashia, that is the Central Regional Chief Manager of Ghana Water Company, he tells me that the situation has really improved. You know, the Brimstone Water Works is the first to be established in 1927. And as of now, since 1992, they have improved the other facilities. So according to him, central region in Cape Coast, they pump about 4 million gallons of water every day. But that one is according to the demand of the people. So for him, the water situation in Cape Coast is a little bit okay. But there were other problems, especially when you go to the Setre East District, where Galamsey operation is hampering the quality of water in that area. But apart from that, other institutions in the Cape Coast municipality and its environs are getting adequate water supply.
Now, how would you describe the state of the water bodies in the region?
Yes, as I said earlier, when you go to the Setre East District, where they have the water, the headway, because of the Galamsey operation, that one is polluted. But when you come to Brimstone, it is well managed because they have fenced the place and then they have added other facilities so that they can pump potable water to the communities. So for now, no, I can say that water situation or water bodies in the central region, though some of them have been polluted, they are finding ways to distill the water so that the people can get potable water.
So what is the awareness level like in the region? Are the people aware today is World Water Day?
Yes, I spoke to a few people. It looks as if some of them were not aware. But as usual, as humans as we are, some of them listen to radio and read other periodics. So some of them were know that today is World Water Day, but others did not have any idea. It looks as if education did not go down well with other people. They started a few weeks ago. So I believe that next time they should do more, or they should intensify education on this very important sector, that is water.
Many thanks, Kofi Sechi Amapobi.
All right, thank you very much.
And that was our Central Regional Correspondent telling us about how the region is marking World Water Day today. Meanwhile, Friends of Rivers and Water Bodies, an NGO, is calling on the authorities to enforce laws in the water sector to protect the country's water bodies. President of the association, Nana Jomosapong, said the world's population will increase by 2 billion in 2050, hence the need to take appropriate steps to protect the country's water bodies for future use.
The state of our water bodies are very bad. There's nothing to point home about. It's not pointifiable. Look at Odo River. If you don't know anything, it used to be a river. And look at Odo now. It's Odo River. Look at what we are turning. And it's now become a headache, a problem for us. Instead of using it for boating and letting people travel around the city freely, if you go and look at the original map, this river was supposed to help the people.
Ubiyin Water Bodies and Rivers Advocate. What have you been telling the authorities?
Yeah, we've been writing to them. We have been joining them. We have been also sending them letters. We've been drawing their attention to the dangers of destroying the water bodies. And even at a point, we went as far to the ministry, and we also advocate for the change of the name of Ministry of Water, Works and Housing. It was formerly Ministry of Works and Housing. So it was through some of our advocacy and our meetings with them and letters that caused them to change the ministry to that Ministry for Water, Works and Housing. We are part of the group who advocated that. When you go to, we go there and say that, yes, you can grow trees, you can do this to also beautify the city. But unfortunately, people are not hearing. And then also, they are not enforcing any law.
Yeah, fighting for the protection of water bodies is one of attitudinal. People's attitude towards these water bodies is nothing to write home about. What has been the approach to the society?
The approach, we do radio program, we do TV program, we advertise, we do everything. We go to the community, we go to the schools, we have clubs in the schools.
What message do you have for the public and authorities as we celebrate the day?
My message I have is that every drop of water counts. So as a people, we should make sure that every water body is protected. And then also, the world population increased by 2 billion by the year 2050. If we don't take care and we continue to treat our water bodies with careless abandonment, Ghana is going to suffer. Then also, in the year 2030, food prices are going to increase by 130%. And we need to irrigate by drop irrigation, drip irrigation. If we don't have water, we cannot produce the food.
That was the president of Friends of Rivers and Water Bodies, Nana Jomo Sapong.